Okay, let's unpack this a bit. If you're moving goods across North American borders, especially, into the US, you've probably felt some serious turbulence lately, or at least heard the storm brewing.
Yeah, turbulence is putting it mildly. We're talking about some really big shifts that could redefine your supply chain and, frankly, hit your bottom line hard if you're not prepared.
So today we're doing a deep dive into CUSMA, that's the Canada-United States-Mexico Agreement, and these critical new U.S. trade policies that are, well, shaking things up for businesses.
Exactly. The goal here is really to cut through all the noise and the complexity. We want to give you a clear shortcut to understanding these changes and, maybe more importantly, how to navigate them so you can avoid some potentially massive costs.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting, I think. What exactly happened back on February 1st, 2025? And then what's this next wave hitting August 29th, 2025? Sounds like a 1-2 punch.
It really is. So February 1st, that's when the U.S. president signed executive orders. We saw a blanket 25% tariff slapped on all Canadian and Mexican goods coming into the U.S.
25% across the board.
Across the board. Plus, Canadian energy and energy resources got hit with a separate 10% tariff, and Chinese products saw 20%. But honestly, the really game-changing part, the thing that took effect, August 29th.
Yeah. What's that?
That's the suspension of the $800 de minimis threshold. Section 321, it's gone for all goods entering the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, and China.
Okay, hang on. Suspension of de minimis. For those of us maybe not deep in customs forms every day, what does that actually mean on the ground?
It means that era of, those easy, cheap, low-value shipments, especially for e-commerce coming from Canada, Mexico, and China, it's basically
That
over.
hurt just like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Suddenly, every single low-value shipment, even tiny packages that used to just breeze through, they're now dutiable. They require full customs admissibility. Think about the paperwork.
Oh man, the administrative load sounds huge. So connecting that dot, what does this mean for businesses whose goods maybe don't meet the CUSMA requirements?
Well, that's where the other hammer falls. If your goods don't qualify under CUSMA, the U.S. brought in these additional IEEPA tariffs. That's the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Since August 1st, that's generally been a hefty 35% extra.
45% on top of potential regular duties.
Exactly. And it gets worse for specific things. Transshipped goods, 40%.
Yeah.
Aluminum and steel, 50%. Cars and trucks, 25%. Even copper is facing the 50% tariff. These are not small numbers.
Wow, 50%. That's staggering. It sounds like a real minefield. But you're saying there's a way through this. It comes back to CUSMA. How is CUSMA the shield here?
Absolutely. CUSMA is the lifeline. This is critical. Goods that do originate under CUSMA rules remain completely exempt from these new IEEPA tariffs. It's your path to keeping those duty-free or reduced tariff benefits.
So CUSMA, which replaced NAFTA back in 2020, it's more important now than ever.
More important than ever, those rules of origin are key. You absolutely have to prove your product was made or significantly transformed right here in North America.
Okay, rules of origin. How does that work, practically speaking?
There are a few main ways. The simplest is wholly obtained. Basically, 100% North American content. Think crops grown here, minerals mined here.
Makes sense. What else?
Then there's regional value content, or RVC. Your product has to have a certain minimum percentage of North American value. Like for cars, it jumped to 75% under CUSMA, up from 62.5% under NAFTA.
Right, I remember hearing about that.
And the third main one is change in tariff classification. This means the materials you imported underwent such a substantial change during production in North America that their final tariff code, the HS code, is different.
Okay, HS codes, RVC, it sounds like you need proof. Let's get practical documentation. What's the CUSMA passport we need now?
Your passport is a certification of origin. It's not necessarily a specific form anymore, which is helpful. It just needs 9 specific data elements. You can actually put it right on the commercial invoice.
9 specific things on the invoice. Okay, who fills that out?
Usually, the exporter, the producer, or the importer can complete it. But, and this is a crucial point people miss for goods going into Mexico, only the importer is allowed to certify. Get that wrong, and things get stuck.
Good tip. Okay, so with these high tariffs looming for non-compliance, what's the real risk here? What are we talking about?
The risk is huge, honestly. Compliance isn't just, checking boxes anymore. It's directly protecting your bottom line. Non-compliance means potentially crippling fines, long delays at the border, and paying those massive tariffs, 35%, 40%, even 50%.
And audits, can they come back later?
Oh, absolutely. Customs can audit you years down the road. You need to keep all your origin proof records, documentation for 6 years in Canada, and 5 years in the U.S. and Mexico. Those records are your defense.
So, faced with all these rapid changes, what's like the one key takeaway for businesses trying to stay ahead?
I'd say it boils down to being proactive. You absolutely need strong internal compliance programs. That means really vetting your suppliers' rigorous due diligence, doing regular internal audits yourself to catch problems early.
And training staff, I imagine.
Continuous staff training, definitely. Everyone involved in trade needs to be up to speed. And another thing, consider getting advance rulings from customs agencies. It gives you legal certainty on your product's origin before you ship.
That makes sense. Get it confirmed up front.
Exactly. And just keep monitoring. Keep
Yeah.
watching for regulatory updates, policy shifts. Especially with that big 2026 CUSMA review on the horizon, things could change again. You don't want to be caught flat-footed.
Okay, so wrapping this deep dive up, what's your single biggest takeaway from looking at CUSMA and these new tariffs?
My big takeaway, in this current environment where, let's face it, certainty is pretty rare and costs are shooting up, CUSMA compliance. It's not just a nice-to-have anymore. It's absolutely a critical competitive edge, and fundamentally, it's your shield against these really significant new tariffs.
Makes sense. So here's something to think about. How deeply have you really audited your own supply chain's North American origin lately? And what hidden costs might be lurking there just waiting for these new rules to bite?